today I want to talk about where the economy is going. And I think this is important for us as we are looking at our portfolios, when we're looking at if we're going to start a business, if we're going to continue pushing on in a business we've already started. A lot of you have been part of the 250, making 250. That is my goal this year, to get 250 of you to make $250 in revenue by the end of the year. And a lot of you want to know, maybe it's time to look for another job and things like that. So I want to go over some polling, the feelings I have about where we are in as a country, but specifically over the polling that Donald Trump retweeted this morning. It's August 30th when I'm recording this. This show comes out on the 31st. We are 2 months, a little over 2 months away from the election. And my gut is that we as conservatives are not going to lose the presidency. And I shouldn't say we as conservatives, because Donald Trump's not a conservative, but I should say this: the Republicans are going to win that Trump presidency back. They're going to maintain the Senate, and I believe they're going to retake the House. And I want to share with you this polling. I mean, again, this is important because, as the meme that's going around this weekend, it's either jobs and the Republican symbol, or mobs and the Democrat symbol. That's our choice. We have a choice between jobs and mobs. We have a choice between cities and an economy that has been growing and that has recovered in a lot of respects from the coronavirus, and the other industries haven't recovered so much yet. And then you have the Portlands of the world. So that's what we are going to be talking about today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, tagging a friend. Really appreciate all of you guys, especially those subscribers on YouTube. And we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. You can get a mug like that. When you put in HGBT, you get $100 off the conference. I really hope I see you guys there. And I hope you guys say hi and look forward to some really good times there. And you can email me, Matt, at How to Build a Tent. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. At How to Build a Tent. All right. I'm going to just pull up this screen right here, and I'm going to push myself to the side, and I'm going to pull up my polling here. So this is Donald Trump. Oh, the Babylon Bee. I love that Donald J. Trump retweets the Babylon Bee. If you thought the Republican convention was good, just wait till we have our convention, Biden said. Oh, that's after the Democrat convention. You got to love it. All right. So here is the Democrat Institute polling. And this is, they position themselves as a centerist polling company. I don't know what they exactly are, but the percentages here are amazing. So we're going to go through these pollings, the polling results. And then I want to talk about how I think the House can be regained by the Republicans, because the conventional wisdom and what people were saying before was that there's no way we're going to get the House back. Hopefully we can maintain the Senate. And I'm saying we as the GOP, although I don't agree with a lot of what the GOP does. I'm definitely more of a biblical conservative than a Republican, although I would never vote for the Democrats. And just for on the record, a lot of you know, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016. I'm 100% voting for him this time. No question in my mind. All right. So from the Democrat Institute poll, and I don't think this is like Democrats. I think this is like the Democrat, like the democracy kind of a thing. Do you think Joe Biden is experiencing some form of cognitive decline, such as early stage dementia? 59% of people said yes. And I just wonder, because the polling is so bad for them right now. The polling is tanking on them, that they're going to put Biden out there again. He's coming out of the basement. So is that going to help this number or hurt this number? I really doubt they're going to be able to pull it off in a way where he's going to look better than he does with not being in the limelight at all. He's going to have to debate, right? They're not going to be able to pull that off. I'd be really surprised if Donald Trump let them get away with not debating. And then how do you make the argument that you are competent enough that you can stand up to other countries and foreign leaders and, you know, make the hard decisions and get in those difficult conversations when you won't even debate your rival in your own country? That's interesting. So 59% say that Joe Biden has some kind of dementia or cognitive decline. 40% say no, and 1% didn't know. That was Joe Biden himself. Which candidate do you trust to do the best job handling the economy? Trump, 59%. 41%, Biden 41%. And again, if you're listening on a podcast, you can watch this on YouTube. I'm sharing my screen so you can see these numbers. 59% to 41%. That's an 18-point swing for the handling the economy. Do you think that handling the economy right now is top of mind to people? Do you think it's anything besides the economy right now? 18% plus minus, or I mean, sorry, an 18-point margin for Trump. According to the Democracy Institute poll, that's a DI, Trump approval is at 52%. According to Democracy Institute, the Dems badly miscalculated on Black Lives Matter. 74% prefer All Lives Matter. 26% prefer Black Lives Matter. And the Democrats have wed themselves to this. And so have Christian liberals, by the way, and Big Eva, funny enough. Maybe you guys at least can repent and come back to a solid biblical teaching and stop endorsing the Marxist Black Lives Matter. 74% prefer All Lives Matter. And amen to that. All lives do matter. It's Black people, white people, all of them matter. And we should have justice for everybody. Enthusiasm gap is huge. And this is the important one. And maybe we'll just stop here because all the polling numbers, you can go over to Donald Trump's and see this one. But this is a really big one. Actually, we'll do one more where there's the projected electoral votes. Enthusiasm gap. Very supportive. So the people that said they're very supportive, and I'm assuming, I didn't see the exact questioning, but it's usually very supportive, somewhat supportive, and then not really supportive and hate the guy. So there's usually like five questions. So very supportive is the top one. And that the idea is if you are going to say you're the most supportive that you possibly can be, you are going to get out and vote. And I mean, you know, and the lower you go down on the ratings, the less likely you're going to get to vote. So this really plays into voter turnout. Very supportive enthusiasm for Donald Trump, 82%. Joe Biden, not even half that at 40%. A 42% gap in voter enthusiasm. And that makes total sense. If you just logically think about it, the candidate can't even come out of the basement. He can't even make a cognitive statement. And I'm not even saying that as an insult. It's just a fact. Why would you be enthusiastic? 40%, you guys are just the lefty loons who are enthusiastic about nothing. And it could be anyone as long as there's a D in front of your name. 42% difference. Do you think that Biden's going to get more than Hillary Clinton to turn out? I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. And the last number, and then I want to go to a Newsweek article. The Democrat Institute poll has a projected electoral votes at 319 to 219, 100-point difference. Don't you need like 270 or something? I should have checked that before. But so it looks like if the election was held today, Trump is going to win this in a landslide. And I don't see how they can fix this. The Democrats have played this so terribly. And they are terrible. I mean, it's not just that they're playing the game terribly. They are. But their actual policies and values are terrible, too. There's nothing they're going to be able to. I don't know how they turn this around. I just heard that Joe Biden is condemning the riots in Portland, which you know that means they are scared out of their minds. But how can you condemn them after so long supporting them, so long supporting the organizations that are facilitating this? I don't know how you can do it. The Newsweek article, let's see when this came out to make sure I'm, this is, okay, yeah. So this is early on. This is April 7th. I had to count that in my head. I'm not going to lie. What month is the fourth month of the year? January, February, March, April. This is back in April. And then you think this is during the coronavirus starting to ramp up and all this stuff. But tell me, do you think this is more likely today or back then? The GOP plans to net at least 19 to 20 seats in November. They will target 30 districts that currently are held by Democrats, but that voted for Donald Trump during 2016. So there are 30 districts that are up for grabs right now in the House, and they need to net 20 of those, 19 to 20 of those. So 20 out of the 30 that are up for grabs right now, or for this coming election, that were won by Donald Trump by 6 points. The House needs to win 2/3 of the 30 that are up for grabs. And Donald Trump won those areas by 6 points. Now, do you think there's going to be more or less people supporting Donald Trump this time? I have a really good feeling that it's going to be a lot more. Do you think there's going to be more or less people supporting Biden this time than Hillary Clinton? I have a really strong feeling it's going to be a lot less. He can't even come out of the freaking basement, and he's going to. We'll see how that turns out, which his track record in the past has been terrible. And I've heard from sources that he's getting worse day by day. And if that's the case, it's just going to be a disaster for him to get out and talk to people. So they need to win 2/3 of the 30 districts that Donald Trump won last time by 6 points. Guys, there is a really, really good chance that not only Donald Trump is going to remain president, but the Republicans are going to reclaim the House and the Senate. And I just wonder, through all of this, the election interfering that was done before, the impeachment of Donald Trump before, and all of this stuff that's going on, and how much he was able to achieve. And he's achieved a lot. He's achieved a lot. We got to give him a lot of credit for this. He handled the coronavirus thing very badly. He made a political decision instead of a righteous decision. He said before he's not going to shut down the economy again. That's good. It looks like we're going to have a V-shaped recovery. And it looks like the Democrats are going to be out of control again. And I hope that we take this as not like, ooh, okay, we can relax now. But okay, now we got to push the moderate Republicans to do things that are going to help the economy, that are going to be good for the country, and really slay the Marxism that is in the Democrat Party. I think the Democrat Party is in disarray. I don't think they have a message that is winning. I don't think they have a chance except for disorder, chaos, and anarchy, which they will push when the Republicans win back the House and win the presidency and can maintain the Senate. And when that happens, the GOP is going to need to grow some cojones and shut these rioters down and shut down these Marxists down. They're violating their oaths if they're in office to uphold the Constitution. They hate the Constitution. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to get on that rant. So this is what I want you to think about. The likelihood that Donald Trump screws up again on coronavirus, especially with all the stuff coming out, it looks like 6% of all the deaths in the United States, according to the CDC that just changed that this weekend or last week, 6% were deaths by only coronavirus. So only 6% of the people that have died from coronavirus only had the coronavirus. A majority, I think it was 2/3. I don't remember the exact number, so I don't want to say it with certainty. But a majority of the people that have died from coronavirus is actually with coronavirus, and they had on average 2.75 other things wrong with them. So between 2 and 3, on the higher end to 3, other conditions that contributed to their death. So only 6% of the coronavirus deaths that we've seen in the tallies and the polls have been from people that have only had coronavirus. And also coming out in the New York Times, you hear me? New York Times said that a majority of the positives could be false, that a lot of them are in question because you may have traces of the virus, but not a significant amount to be considered having it or to have symptoms. And so there's a lot of false positives that are going out into these cases that we are getting, you know, fire hosed every day about how many cases are coming up and up. Turns out, according to the New York Times, that those are questionable. And I've heard from other people, I've reached out to me. Sorry, I just hit my camera. I've heard from other people have reached out to me that actually work for these facilities that administer these tests, that the companies know they're no good, but they're making that money. Or as Eric Mason would say, they get that drip. Gold, silver, hallelujah. Livestock, I feel God there. So all that to say is plan on, in my opinion, the economy to be not only recovered, but growing at rates it was before. And I don't think that the Democrats are going to have, at least the first 2 years, the opportunity to wreak havoc, to have distractions, to have these fake hearings, to impeach the president again. I don't think they're going to have any of that opportunity. And so not do we need to sit back and relax, but we should plan our personal lives in ways where we can capitalize off the growth of the economy and what Trump's going to do, because there's a lot more to do that he can do and he will do, I believe, if he stays consistent with his last 4 years. I have no reason not to think why he wouldn't. And we need to press them politically. We need to press them in the public square to go farther, to act like the Democrats do for the liberal agenda. We want to rein in government spending, rein in government taxation, and push them towards the conservative position. That's what we need to do. That's why I'm optimistic. So make your decisions in investing, make your decisions in your businesses and your careers with those considerations, and we will be successful together. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.